Right. See me out.
It's going.
Especially now. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Today I want to talk on the millennium. So I hope I don't cut Brother Wade off at the pass.
The millennium?
As far as the word millennium, I couldn't find it in the Bible. I bet somebody can.
Historian? No. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's read Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection, on such the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Okay? And in the future home, Brother Reynolds says, help us, Lord, if there is one here that is called to this wedding supper of the Lamb, this 1,000 years of millennium reign, and to them enter into the city after the honeymoon is over. The millennium is merely the honeymoon. Then she, the bride, takes his bridegroom, take his bride home. It's hers. Or bridegroom,
that's right.
His bride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's gone to prepare a house since become engaged. May we be true to him, to his who is the word, for he is the word, regardless of how others try to sass us. Keep us away from the Lord. Draw me near. He said, the future home of the groom and bride, he's coming back into the wedding supper. It's going to be there 3.5, on this paper it says 3.5 days, but it's 3.5 years. Then return again in the millennium on our honeymoon. And then he's going to bring the city into view like the bridegroom taking his bride, to her surprise. That little bride stands there in awe as she looks at her future home. Mm-hmm. And by faith today, Lord, we see it yonder. Mm-hmm. It'll be right here on this earth. You promised it. Your church will be completely redeemed in one of these days, and then your word will be redeemed the rest of the particle. But first, you have redeemed your people, their bodies that made up the world. Now, you don't want to miss your honeymoon when you get married, right? Mm-hmm. You might go to Hawaii, the Bahamas, mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, wherever you go, you don't want to miss that, right?
Right.
So we don't want to leave nobody behind.
Right.
So we want to love everyone and have compassion on each other, especially the people that take care of the elderly people, you know, like your mother,
amen,
your brother,
amen,
your sister, whatever,
yes,
it is, you know,
yes.
Somebody might, at church might say something to you, might offend you or something, and you say, oh good, I'm going home. But when you get home, your mother, your brother, sister, whatever, might get mad and scream at you because you don't give them the right medicine or something. So we gotta have compassion on each other. Let's go to Ephesians 6, verse
38.
He says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, where you are sealed until the day of redemption. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and all evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Amen. Amen.
Luke 12:3. He said, therefore whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken it in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops.
That's itching ears.
Huh?
That's itching ears.
The
Bible says people have itching ears.
In the restoration of Lazarus, Brother Graham says, he says, I'm strictly a millennialist, I believe in a millennium, I believe all these Hebrew prophets and through the ages spoke on that golden age, the millennium coming. I believe we're going to have it. We will reign here with him 1,000 years. What think ye of Christ? Brother Graham says, someday over in a great millennium, we're just going to think of, well, I just know it would been this way. What would I have done? See how much more I could have done if I just known what it was going to be. Well, now you don't. But by faith we act. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Is that right? See, faith that doesn't see it. It doesn't with its eyes. It sees it with inward eyes. See, all Christian armor, the whole armor of Christianity is supernatural. There's nothing to be seen. The whole person deals with the supernatural.
Where's that? That's what you just read. What sermon is that?
You want me to read that again?
No, just what sermon? Where is it from?
Oh, what think ye of Christ? Okay. Questions and answers. Just the elect goes in that time. Just the elect takes the millennium. Oh, then, brother, what type of people should we be? I want to live through the millennium. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. If a fellow says something wrong or does something this way, pray for him and keep on moving. Let your one alternative be set towards God. If nobody else makes it, you make it. For there's going to be an elect who's going to live through the millennium age, and we will go in and out with Christ for 1,000 years, and they shall go up into glory with him and return again. What does Brother Brown talk about that little guy on the bike? He says, don't look to the right, to the left. Look to wherever we want to go, to the end of the road. Here's another one of questions and answers. I think the other one was, yes, 54. He said, when the judgment was set and the books opened, now Jesus came with 10,000 times 10,000 of saints, then the judgment was set. Here they are all around the white throne judgment. As we went through the scripture with it and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. And these that are in rapture were judging them. Is that right? Them that done went home and received their glorified bodies and lived through the millennium was here in white throne judgment, judging those he said he would separate the sheep from the goats. And the water separation, Reverend said, see, I know many teachers at school say that the promised land represents heaven, but I think it represents the millennium because they had wars and trouble still in the promised land. They come up, and in my opinion, the church tonight is the stage of the old church age of Kadesh Barnea, where they were wondering about after refusing to walk in the light. Results of decisions. He said, we're no longer in Egypt. We now pulled up our tent stakes and left. Come through the Red Sea, the blood of the Lord Jesus, seen all the old habits and things of life, drown the taskmaster that drove us through the ballrooms and to the cocktail lunches and so forth, and seen all that drown, like Pharaoh and his horses. And then now we're in the wilderness, moving along, following the angel of the covenant, the Holy Spirit, and knowing that we're on our road to a great land. They'll be here during the days of the millennium, and we're going for that 1,000 years of millennium reign. He said, now a lot of people type the promised land over there, Palestine, with heaven. It couldn't be because they have wars and things in Palestine, so they don't have no wars and so forth in heaven. It's a type of 1,000 years reign on the earth of Christ. 3 stages of the journey, and we're ready now. The church is, to my opinion, in the spiritual stand to enter into the third scene. The people that hunt might like this one here. It said, that day on Calvary, it said, sometimes ago I was down in Kentucky with Brother Charlie Cox, and he said, Brother Brennan, do you think in the millennium you and I will squirrel hunt? I said, I don't think so, Charlie. He said, well, we like it so well, do you think we will when we get in the millennium? I said, no, there won't be no killing in the millennium. And he said, Well, we just like it. I said, Charlie, what if I could convince you that one time you were a hog and you had raised to a higher being, to being a human being? Would you ever want to go back and enjoy the pleasures of being a hog? He said, no. I said, see, you would be so much higher than the hog now. You're a human. You would never want to be a hog anymore. I said, now multiply that by 10,000, and that's what you'll be when you change from here to what you will be. You will never want to be, you'll never want to be human again. Then that's right, it'll be something different. I'm so glad for the thought of it, knowing that same day we will climb higher. Sorry, Brother Wade, sorry, whoever was deer hunting. In questions and answers, Deuteronomy 59. How many read back in Deuteronomy? It's only get half an hour, which is not that much. How many read back in Deuteronomy there where the spies went right in there and tasted the things of Canaan? Which Canaan is not a type of the millennium. How many know that? You mean just one hand? Junie, whatever her name is. That's right. Canaan is not the type of the millennium because they had wars, fighting, killings, and everything else in Canaan. Canaan is a type of the Holy Ghost. Egypt is a world that they come out about. Wilderness is where they were sanctified, called our church. Canaan is where they settled down with the Holy Spirit, see, because they still have wars. And if you don't believe you have wars, just get the Holy Spirit once. Yeah, Brother Graham said, once you become a Christian, and you know, the devil's really gonna be after you.
Yes.
To whom would we go? 1960. Now, you're in a stage of the glorification. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then go in the room there where they'll be seeking the Holy Ghost, and God will pour out the Holy Spirit upon you, and then you will be filled with the Spirit that will give you power to live as Christians until the time of the restoration of all things when Jesus comes. Then you'll be taken up into glory with him for that 3.5 years to return to earth for a millennium and then live with him forever. Any questions, any comment? Any help? No.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. 1960, having conferences. He said, I heard someone say one time that divine healing would be in the millennium. Well, you got a glorified body then, so what do you need with any divine healing? I want her no more. It's the devil trying to put you off in something over yonder, some millennium you're going to be something. You're right now sons and daughters of God. That's what Brother Dale's been talking about. We're now.
That's right.
You know, we got to look at what's going on now. You know? Amen. If your man-made theology just give you a little cold taster of potato and pull you to wait, you go ahead. But I got a full course meal, full course dinner of the Holy Ghost. 1960 fellowship. That the church has labored against sin for 6,000 years, and the 7,000 is the millennium, and a memorial to all creation that God has redeemed, his church. Told Adam, the day you eat thereof, the day you die. When he lets a man live through the 1,000 years, it's a type of memorial that he will never no more destroy man, and they'll never no more be sinned, that he's be back in fellowship with God eternally. Amen. That's right. We're right at now. Amen. 1959. Prophet like unto Moses. He said, the full gospel of this man has been one of my great support in taking me to help fulfill the purpose that I believe the Lord sent me to help do. That was to unite the body of Jesus Christ together. It's my purpose to do that. That's what in my heart, to see all of God's children in one accord and with one heart moving on. And I believe when that takes place, the work will be over then, and the millennium will set in. A rapture will come. My philosophy having fun. 59 questions and answers. How many read back in Deuteronomy there were spies went right in there and tasted of the things in Canaan, which Canaan is not a type of the millennium. Did I read this one? Right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions and answers.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I'll read this one. In 1961, Jesus Christ is the same, and that's exactly what God promised would take place. Heavens and earth would be on fire and burn the fervent heat set before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come. The world will burn up with a fire, Malachi 4 said. The righteous shall walk out upon the ashes, volcanic ashes of the wicked in the millennium right. 61, Revelation chapter 5. And right here ties the whole thing together. Yes, sir. Had to be worthy. So Jesus is worthy. At his return, we will fulfill all the fullness of redemption and blessing. Meek shall inherit the earth. Man and woman shall be back, sons and daughters of God, and the complete millennium swing will begin. What a beautiful day. That's one here that I'm going to read. Let's go to Revelation 19. It's going to be a responsive reading, so you guys can help me out. Okay. Not too many scriptures, but I got to read this. I got to read this one.
Where are you reading from?
19. Revelation 19, 1 through 16.
I don't have a Bible.
19:1. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God.
for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged a great war, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants that were in him.
And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke goes up forever and ever.
And the 24 elders from the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God, sat sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah.
And a voice came out of that throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great.
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent.
Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
And he said unto me, Right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true saints of God.
And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and maketh war.
His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Altogether.
And he had on his vesture and on his side a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Brother Brandon said, what was it? His people had just crowned the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, coming back to his holy temple, anointed with the presence of God, to live and to reign through the millennium with his church. Amen. They are appearing with the mighty King to take her place and recite the new royal anointed temple. Gabriel's instructions to Daniel. And man came to me not long ago and said, Oh, Sister McPherson taught that the church would go through the tribulation because we will be shining lights in that time. It's Israel then, not the Gentile. The Gentiles has done gone the church. They don't have to go through tribulation. The dragon spurred water from his mouth, 17th chapter, and made war with the remnant, the sleeping virgins. Not the real church is gone on. She's done at the wedding supper. For these, the space of time where the wedding supper will be going on the last week. And that's when the tribulation sets in, when the locusts and the persecutions rise upon the churches, the things like that. Then at the end, in 19th chapter, here she comes with her bridegroom, hallelujah, King of Kings and Lords of Lords, a vesture dipped in blood, and the heavenly host riding on white roses, horses coming with him. Then she comes to take her place for the millennium. 1962, spoken word is original seed. What Eve failed to do, Mary did. She took the word, Eve took Satan's lie. Mary took God's word and through Mary's seed replenished the earth. Again, through his bride, through the word, will bring up the millennium. 62, hear ye him? Little did Israel know when they seen God come up there, they thought the millennium was right on for them. They seen God smite them Egyptians and drown them in the Red Sea and perform all kinds of signs and send them there on that bank. And Miriam with a tambourine beating and shouting, jumping, and Moses singing in the spirit. Why, they wasn't but about 3 days away from glory land. They didn't know they had 40 years ahead of them yet. Neither did Pentecost knew when the Holy Ghost fell on them. We will see Jesus. Their actions speak louder than their words because the time has come where we will not need no military forces anymore. Just one fanatic to pull the trigger, the whole world will blow up. I do not believe it will happen. God cannot defeat his own purpose. The earth was put here and there will be a millennial reign upon the earth for 1,000 years after the church is done, taken away, so the earth isn't going to be blown up. So just rest assured that it isn't going to happen, just the blood. Yeah, that Brother Graham talks about, they're not going to blow up the whole earth, they're just going to clean it of that sin and all that. We better call it quits. I like this.